Let's see. Sterling City Council meeting on tax day of all days. Wow, think about that one. With us in studio, Sterling Mayor Dane. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. I'm enjoying this weather. I wish that it would stay a little longer. This weekend was beautiful.
I don't know. We're in that a couple ahead, and then we backslide a couple.
Yeah.
And we get to one of the, a season like this, and I don't call it spring, I call it swing.
Yes.
I've done that for about three or four years now, I think. Wow. So, boy, you've been traveling a lot of places. You got some traveling coming up. I think last time it was Scott and me, and you were off on an adventure. I think you went to Kansas?
Yes. I actually started a new job with the University of Kansas. It's remote, so it allows me a lot more time to be at City Hall. So I'm actually working from City Hall, and so I can do a lot more things there. So that's really nice, because
wow.
I really do enjoy my time as mayor and want to be able to give more than I have before. No extra money, but happy to be able to be more a part of that. And so I was there for a little bit, but this week I'm actually going to Springfield for Illinois Municipal League's Lobby Day. They bring different municipalities, villages to Springfield to talk to local legislators about things that both big and small municipalities are facing, so that the legislators know that when they pass things or don't pass things, how that affects our local cities. Yes, it will be my first time going to Lobby Day, but from what I understand, I don't know when the last mayor was that went that day.
Is that by invitation, or how's that work?
No, it's once a year, and it's just any municipality can go. I just think that in the past, it wasn't something that past mayors or councils have kind of put forth that effort, and there are other municipalities going, so and as somebody who's new, I kind of asked around and asked some colleagues in similar positions if it's worth it to go, or if it's kind of just say hi and there's really not any value to it, because I was like, I got other stuff I could do.
Right.
And so everybody that I talked to said that it's really valuable to go to advocate for your community.
So do you put up your own list of concerns, or do you, what's your source for that?
So, Illinois Municipal League has a list of, they have a laundry list of things that they support that is either, on the floor are gonna be that affect municipalities, but we also will be going with stuff that's pertinent to Sterling, projects that we have that are shovel ready, things that we're currently working on, things that we're working on but we've had some pushback or hit some barriers within the state, so we also want local legislators, even outside of our districts, to know what we're doing, even though they aren't our legislators. Having them know what Sterling is, what we're trying to do, does help. So we're also trying to get our name in front of legislators that are in other districts as well.
So if we get a some sort of a collective going, it benefits everybody.
Yes.
That's IID probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're a state full of communities. We're not isolated.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Does anybody go with you, or is that a solo trip?
It doesn't have to be a solo trip. It is a solo trip this time, it just kind of is who's available to go. A lot of the people on our council are working. I think Joe Martin is the only one that's, because even Alderman Jim Weiss is working. So I think Alderman Joe Martin is the only one that's retired. Actually, he might even be doing a little bit of side job over at Napa, I think I saw. So it is kind of hard to, you know, get people's schedules to take an entire day off to go down to Springfield. So, and since this is our first time, I kind of want to scout it out to see, like, hey, you know, is this something other people would want to come with?
Right.
Because I don't want to make it where they look at me like, why are you doing this? Why are we here? So I got to use my cards the right way.
So, so you think, I don't want to pressure you or anything, but possibly at some point when you get back, fashion some sort of report on your findings? Or?
Yeah. We also have a Riverfront commission meeting this Thursday, which is open to the public. So if anybody wants to attend, I believe it's this Thursday at 1:30 in the community room at City Hall. I will be also giving an update at that meeting because one of the big things that we're going to be talking to the legislators about is the riverfront development,
right.
Especially with our EPA grant and just a lot of the work that we're doing, the historical tax credits and those things that might not be up on the floor right now, but some of those historical tax credits do come up occasionally. So I will be giving an update there and just kind of talking about, you know, what it was like and things like that. So,
oh, yeah. Have you been to Springfield before?
One other time.
What, high school field trip?
No, actually, it was was it in March? I was presenting in front of the Children's Health Caucus
Wow.
about Medicaid Mm. and the impacts of Medicaid for children and families, but also like Medicaid reimbursement for hospitals and clinics and health departments and things like that.
Wow. So back you go.
Yeah.
Yep, we're in studio, Sterling, Mayor Diana, and I see somebody tall coming through the door. That can only mean one thing.
He's here.
Well, we got a lot covered, so thanks for coming in today. No.
We're done.
See, he'll go. He wouldn't have any problem doing that. Scott Schumann with us also. Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
He's just recovering from passing a wonderful city budget last night.
$60 million of it? Yeah, that's fine.
Wow. Well, he's probably going to do a little bit of homework here, and then we'll go back to Scott. Boy, I think it's almost sad, but you had a proclamation that went to the dogs last night.
Well.
Really?
That's something you'd come up with.
Well, if it had to go to the dogs, Brinkley is the best. So, yeah, it's I feel like I'm biased, but out of all of the either service or comfort dogs that are within the three county area, she is my favorite.
And she's the OG.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it is about her, because there are some that you know, have a little bit more of a hyperness to them, or, you know, things like that. But she knows how to tailor her reactions to pretty much each individual.
Right.
So she does an amazing job.
That's, well, if you get another one, that's going to be hard to replace.
Yeah. I don't know if it's big shoes or paws or collar to fill, but...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And, along with Brinkley, there's another close associate by the name of Tekla Martin. How are we there?
Well, she's amazing. Also, I don't know. I don't know if there is a plan. I don't know.
There's a plan.
Okay.
We think.
Okay. There you go.
All these stars will come to alignment hopefully this week.
Well, you must have slept good. You're rather philosophical today.
Something of that nature.
Wow. And let's see. So you...
And they do pick up the puppy this Friday? Is that what Alex said?
It sounds like it. So it will go to training. So that was where we were very fortunate was Brinkley was... we had some advice and good guidance on where to take Brantley for all of her training. So hopefully the next Golden Retriever has the same, I don't know if it's lineage as well, but at least the same training in the background that Brantley had.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, maybe before Brinkley went, maybe could have gone, you know, and done some field training with the new one.
Yeah,
here's how this works.
It's possible, I suppose.
And if you do this,
she'll show the new one where all the treats are.
Right, sure, yeah. Which person to avoid me?
Yeah. So yeah, there's Scott's office. Don't go in there. Yeah. That's the way.
It kind of does, because I was not sold on the idea at first. I'm pretty sure Brinkley knows it.
Felt it.
Exactly.
Put the bad vibe up.
She's not a dumb dog.
You have to change it with the new one.
I'm hoping for a fresh start.
And you made a couple of, did we miss any of your notes there, Mayor?
Let's see here. Wallace Street. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, we did do, it's not all on us. Finally, we did do a walkthrough on Wall Street last week on Friday. I have a punch list to do a few final items in the next week or two. But the reason Wall Street's not open now, again, we were waiting on ComEd's contractor to do the line across the bridge last summer and then underneath the underpass of the railroad for their new line. And then they ran into problems, and they had a UP issue. They finally got everything concrete poured, everything else, and now we're just waiting on, of all things, traffic signal loops in the pavement to trigger the lights. So right now, it's still closed off. Hopefully by next week, I'll say 2 weeks just to be safe, there will be signals in the concrete, and that way that will trip the signals. Otherwise, we could technically open it up, but then people wouldn't be able to probably safely get onto First Avenue from Wall Street. And the other alternative is to just put the lights on a regular timer. But given the lack of traffic on Wall Street, we'd have regular backups on First Avenue if we just put the lights on a timer. So hopefully a week or so from now, Wall Street will be completely open. People will be able to access it, and it's... if you go back in time, you can put your head where Wall Street used to be and what it was like. It is a night and day difference down there. And so hopefully people will be excited about that, which leads to this fall. Hopefully this fall we'll have a contract out to start doing the preliminary work on the Riverfront Park. And this is all finally after so many years coming together. And it's really kind of cool to see.
And also hopefully East 2nd Street.
It is budgeted. I believe it's supposed to be out for bid in about 10 days, if I'm not mistaken. That will be a wonderful addition to the community as well. Knock on wood.
Wow. Yeah, you you get a couple of things done and then five more pop up, though.
It's the way it goes.
And Wallace Street, like me and Henry, my youngest, we went, he asked me if we could go for a walk in the city. Because usually we go on the bike trails over the dam and things like that. He's like, can we go in the city? So we went and we were walking around town and we went down Wallace Street and went to the riverfront and sat on the swings and got some little chocolatier and had our snacks. So it was a nice little walk on Sunday. There wasn't a ton of people out. He goes, where is everybody? but it does look really nice, and I know that they're working on some additional landscaping and things like that. So
yeah, there's a bunch of mulch down there and it'll be landscaped. There's a little bit to go, but still we're millions into it. Progress.
What else we got? Oh, I gave you some time there.
We talked all about the budget last night?
A little bit.
Oh.
We didn't go in all the numbers you have.
All the fun stuff. We have $4 million budgeted in road and engineering projects, so that'll be a lot of that's going to be Second Street. Hopefully, we'll start Lefevre and then do some small projects. West Lefevre. Yep. I'm not sure what section yet. We've got it divided into three phases. We've got $2.5 million towards riverfront construction. We've got $850,000 in slip lining, which I know is not exciting to a lot of people, but it's a huge investment in our sanitary sewer system so that Hopefully that prevents any collapses in the future. That's we've got a new Vector truck, which also not very exciting until you have a backup in your sewer or need bypass pumping going on. And then another one that we talked about last night was the $500,000 in the US EPA grants, which will be huge for Lawrence Brothers. And hopefully by the end of this week, we'll have a contract with somebody to start the cleanup work. And that means, knock on wood, within 18 months, the Lawrence Brothers site will be cleaned up through all the environmental purposes so that we can get Gorman helpfully in there with a new developer. And then what else? And then a new tender tanker truck for the fire department is in the budget. And then hopefully, we've talked about this for so many years, but the acquiring new property for the future wastewater plant. Wow. So we've been saying it's 10 years away for about 10 years. That was probably like 4 or 5 years away. But we're getting close, and that'll be the reality that we're facing.
Once again, we're in studio, Sterling, Mayor Diana, City Manager Scott Schumard. I think there was something out there I'm probably going to go back a little bit. I don't think we talked about it, but there was a little bit of concern on quite a few other communities as well with the elimination of the grocery tax.
We've discussed that.
That's one of the things that's on my list for tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, so we have sent something to all of our local legislators already. We did a resolution, was it 3 weeks?
I think it's just, just 2 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I think.
It was seems like a longer time than that. But that is also one of the things that we'll be talking with legislators about tomorrow. And then I think tomorrow afternoon, they're having a legislative hearing, and that's one of the things on the city's committee that they're going to talk about. So I'm not sure how it affects, you know, other municipalities, depending on how many grocery stores they have. But I know that that's something that that will be discussed. So
how big of an effect would that have?
So we don't get a detailed enough report to know for sure, but we can just look at the art. We know what each retailer generates. We're given that information, but we're not sure what percentage of that is. So for round numbers, say Walmart generates $500,000 a year in sales tax. I'm sure it's more than that. But it doesn't tell us how much of that was grocery-based versus how much of that was TVs, paper towels, whatever else that doesn't apply. So we don't have a perfect idea. We can just try to extrapolate some data. But we would, I think conservatively, we'd be looking at missing out on $750,000. Bad no, I think we could be looking at losing $1 million a year in revenue.
Wow.
Which for us, yeah. And that's to the general fund. So when we talk about our $60 million budget, part of that includes transfers. So it's you're spending money, you're taking money out of one account, transferring to another account. So that kind of gets double counted that way. So it's not truly $60 million, but that's the overall number. But the general fund, which is kind of how we takes care of most of our day-to-day stuff, police, fire, code enforcement, public works. That's about a $20 million fund. And you're talking about taking away $1 million out of that. And even out of that 20, a good number of that is pension money that gets moved around too. So really day-to-day, we're talking $15 million and you're taking out $1 million of our revenue for that. And that's just, I mean, that'll be truly devastating because then on top of that, most of your general fund costs, again, police, fire, public works, the majority of that, over 70%, is usually personnel costs. So you're really, they're getting us at the knees on this one. Yeah. And as I've said before, it's really easy if you're a state official to brag about cutting taxes, but it's really, really easy to do it when you brag about cutting taxes, and then you don't have to suffer the consequences or figure out how to pay for that tax cut. And I know we've discussed this briefly before, is grocery taxes are, conceptually it could be seen as regressive, but at the same time, we've always had it, so we've had that to count on to pay for police and fire, and then when you take that away without some alternative in place, that
And one of the other things that's on, and it doesn't necessarily benefit us at this point, is one of the things that they're looking is for non-home rule municipalities to be able to use hotel motel tax credits for pensions and things like that. But that only works if you have hotels and motels that you could, you know, so if they pass that where a municipality could use some of that, those funds instead of going to like tourism to go towards their pensions, that's one thing. But if you don't have hotels, it's not really a answer to the problem. So maybe long term, if it passes, that would be a benefit. But at this point, that's not our answer.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, and I, you know, I thought you said you're going down there. You're going down there for, you know, Springfield. And I thought, I bet you this is on her list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
just a rough guess there.
Yep.
Rough guess. Let's see. We've got about a minute and a half here. Anything vital in closing here?
Brad's planting a tree.
Obviously for Arbor Day, yes. I missed the notice on that, though. The exact... I think it's,
is it the 26th? We'll have to get back to you.
let's see. Quick note on police or fire chief.
So, yeah, we have an acting chief in place, and then we're going through the process. It'll be several months before we, I don't know, hopefully not several, but a few at least, to go through the process. We're using an outside agency to help us figure out a long-term interim solution, and then go through the process of doing a selections process to find the next chief for us.
Right. Well, here we go. Well, Mayor, certainly appreciate your time, and safe travels to Springfield.
Thank you.
Get in there and get out of there.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Yep. And Scott, thank you for your information as well.
Yeah.
Good luck on that.
Better late than never.
Good job on that budget.
Oh, I tell you, it's our fun. We have... I've told other people this, but we have some of the greatest department heads on earth, including our finance director and our Cindy Van Holten, is a CPA. And she's been doing the finance director's job for probably 15 years at least. And when she decides to pull the plug, she's going to leave not big paws or collars to fill, but very big shoes to fill, because she does an amazing job with what she's done. And it's taken a big burden off my shoulders.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks again for your time. We'll see you the first of next month.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks.